Okay, you said all right?
All right.
No, we should. It's there, is it? Yeah. Okay, I'll call him.
Don't set the bag on fire.
No, please don't. I'll call him.
David Shishu, Torpy, you're involved in a big project. Give me some timeline of how you got introduced to this thing and how it's developed since you first heard about what it is. So first, what is it?
The project is a performance based on a play by Sri Chinmoy called Descent of the Blue. And it's the story of Sri Aurobindo, a great Indian spiritual master, and Sri Chinmoy's his master. And the play, The Descent of the Blue, I believe, was written back in the 50s by Sri Chinmoy when he was still living in India. And it has been performed, I believe, over the years. I've never seen a full performance. But it hasn't been performed for many years. And people had approached my father last Christmas and said, oh, they would really like to see a performance of this play, which hasn't been done for so long. Because at different times, my father's played the part of the older Sri Aurobindo with the grey hair, the grey beard, and he looks fantastic at the part. I mean, he really does. And there's something he seems to capture of Sri Aurobindo when he plays that particular part.
Have you seen your dad do Aurobindo in shorter versions of it before?
Exactly, yes. There was a shortened version of the play, and he played Sri Aurobindo, and it was just, everyone was pretty impressed with it.
So last Christmas, in terms of time frame, someone says to your dad, why don't you do Descent of the Blue? He comes back to London, he says, boys, what do you think? Or
yes, he sort of mentioned it a bit, but he himself started working on a script, sort of taking scenes from the play, selecting scenes from the play and putting together a script that we could do a play with. Because the play itself is very long. It's extremely long. The Sri Chinmoy's actual original Descent of the Blue.
How long do you mean? Like 2 hours?
I think if you did the play from beginning to end that Sri Chinmoy wrote, I think we'd be 2.5 hours. It's really long, and there's lots of small scenes.
Well, I don't remember. I mean, certainly it has been done the last 40 years, but I can't recall when it has been done.
Yes.
So he shows you his script, and you say, Dad, that doesn't cut it. I mean, it's something like that happens, right?
Right, absolutely. Well, the thing is, he did a very good job, and he'd really gone through quite thoroughly. But when I looked at it, just from my own experience of doing plays, I could see that some scenes wouldn't work and would be hard to do, and some scenes there wasn't enough context as he pulled them out. And I just felt that we need to be reworked. As usual, I said I would rework it, and took ages to get around to doing that.
So this is Christmas of 2013, moving into 2014.
When my father brought the script to show us, it wasn't until May this year.
Okay.
So he got around to May.
Not too long ago.
Not too long ago. And then I said I would take a look at it. I took a look at the script and I was really inspired because the play is interesting, the way Sri Chinmoy has done it. He's done a lot of small scenes, which make it quite hard as a play because if you didn't know all the characters, you'd be jumping from one character to another. Sri Aurobindo himself is pretty much the only thread that runs through the whole play. There's not many other characters that develop. But the words that Sri Chinmoy put in this play, especially speeches and words by Sri Aurobindo, are so lofty, so powerful. And it's a real insight, too, from someone like Sri Chinmoy, a yogi in his own right, into the workings of a yogi, of a master.
Well, I was going to say, he'd written so many plays about Rama and Krishna and Ramakrishna, but here's somebody who he actually lived with.
Right.
And so his perspective of this consciousness, of this entity, is something very personal, too.
Absolutely. You feel that in the play, too. It's somebody who really understands Sri Chinmoy more than just having read about him as a historical figure, somebody who knew Sri Aurobindo, and knew also his inner workings, the inner sort of development. I mean, the interesting thing with Sri Aurobindo is he wasn't really a spiritual figure. He was a literary scholar. He was brought up in a very sort of...
Cambridge?
He went to Cambridge University in England. His father wanted him to basically be a model Englishman. And he got into political activism in England. He started to understand the plight of his own country back home, and he started to go to meetings and start to talk to people about what they should do to free India. So his early life wasn't at all spiritual. It was all literature. He loved literature. He loved the classics, Greek and Latin. He studied Greek and Latin at Cambridge. But he read everything he could get his hands on, and he wrote. I mean, apparently there are scripts of his writings that he would change and change and change. And I mean, thousands and thousands of scripts of writing.
Well, I mean, if anybody has ever read any of Aurobindo's works, they're very dense in terms of information, and you really have to be very serious about reading Aurobindo's works.
Absolutely. It's not, yes, it's not easy to pick them up and just lightly read them. And at the same time, when you do do really focus and read them, they're so powerful, they're beautiful. And you can read just a little bit, and it really feeds something in you. And again, because it's recent, like you were saying, Sri Chinmoy knew him, and it's recent history. He was integrally involved in the struggle for freedom in India, if not the main person who really pushed it forward, maybe not the most famous person for it, but someone who really, really worked for its, for the freedom of India.
Well, I've just seen a rehearsal here in this space, and I was going to say that you took some generous liberties with the script, and without giving anything away, this will happen after the course, there's comedy, there's humor, and the fact is that you mix, intertwine the seriousness with the humor. There's no like gaps. It just all fits together. And I wonder how that happened.
Yes, I mean, the reason for the humor is because, you know, we're performing this play for an audience of about 1,000 people, good friends of ours. And as we did in the Sri Chinmoy's day, we used to perform a lot of plays, and Sri Chinmoy loved humor. Now, you're right, we have taken this liberty. But in some ways, the humor is there in Sri Aurobindo. You know, for example, these freedom fighters were very naive and young, new to the whole uprising, new to weapons and bombs and explosions, and they made a lot of mistakes in the early days, and they tried to blow up trains, and it didn't work, and it didn't go off on time, it didn't work, and many of these attempts failed. So it is a serious subject, but there is naturally quite a bit of humor there that we have taken the liberty of adding.
I would say that, you know, in the past, the big play during celebration has been something that has brought people together, has enthused and energized people. Did you feel that by doing a play like this, of this kind of size and dimensions, it would really lift up and inspire all those people who are going to see it, even if it is going to be one performance?
Absolutely, absolutely. The words in this play, the Sri Chinmoy's words, the main scenes are the scenes where Sri Aurobindo speaks, and he offers words that are so lofty and so inspiring, and it's absolutely applicable to today's world. I mean, it's about freedom, the freedom of human beings from ignorance and rising up to throw off these shackles. And, you know, in every sphere of life, it's absolutely pertinent, and I think it will really inspire people. He was really something very special.
This is really the last question, but, I mean, here it is. He hasn't been with us now for, like, 7 years or thereabouts. You do feel his hand at work in some ways in being here and being part of this. I mean, that this is something that he would really like and want you to do. A big, tough, hard project like this.
Definitely. Sri Chinmoy was always pushing us, and absolutely would. And he'd actually said to my father, I would like you to do this play. And he never got round to doing it.
When did this happen?
That you'd have to check with my father. But I think it was about 15 years ago. He'd asked Cavalier to do this play. And I think he tried, and for some reason it fell through, and he couldn't do it that time. But now, finally, we're realizing that request and putting it on. Yeah.
Thank you.